Okay, so welcome everyone to session zero. This is the fun part where we talk about things like our characters and safety tools. I'm sure most of you have done session zeros before, for mostly for character gen. I wanted to take like a little bit of time to run through I had you guys fill out the digital RPG consent checklist. We're going to also go over what safety tools I want to try to employ. Emma, do you have anything to add to that before I send the link? TTRPG. Okay, so it's bit.ly/TTRPG safety toolkit. And
You
that'll
want
take
us
you to
to
a Google
type this
Drive.
in? God.
Yes.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention. What was it?
Here, I'll just link it.
Bit.ly/TTRPG safety toolkit.
Or that Google Drive link.
Yeah.
Which of the 10,000 chats are we in now? Here we go. Sick.
So, open up that TTRPG safety toolkit guide PDF. We're going to talk about during the game the safety tools that we want to use. We also, because we filled in that the consent checklist, I figure we've probably got a pretty good idea of where we want things. So, like, the thing that I wanted to impress is that if anyone's not okay with something, or like I guess the high, like in the red, yellow, green scale, the most severe, no matter how many votes it got, whatever is most severe is going to be our borderline. So like if someone says yellow on blood or eye horror or whatever, we'll put that as the hard line. So, with that in mind, I'm going to share my screen real quick so we can go over the responses that we got in this survey. So, I think it should be sharing this, right? The 60-40 split that we have of R versus PG-13. Let me know if you can see that.
I can see that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Your bar chart is
infuriating.
right?
Yes.
Yes, it's very bad.
No.
So green
For the
is
listeners,
yeah.
Green is blue. Yellow is represented as red, and red is represented as an amber color.
So yellow and red are mixed up. Basically what we're going to do is aim for like Okay, so PG-13, just to clarify, means that we're allowed one fuck per session.
Each
No.
or
Total.
Total.
Oh wait, there it goes.
Though well,
I mean,
thanks, Avery. You blew it all in one shot.
How
Now
many?
we have to use Star Wars
I was
swears.
gonna say, how many criffs
Aw,
per session?
criff.
I have to switch to Karking Star Wars swears.
Karking hell, Avery.
So
That couldn't have worked out better.
yeah. Are we okay with limiting our real world swears and going full bore into Star Wars swears?
I'll try. I don't know if I can.
I need a cheat sheet of those.
Yeah,
I will.
I mean,
We'll distribute a
honestly,
link.
we could
Swear Wars.
probably like also do like some advanced planning here and like get some like Star Wars swears from everybody that we can just cut in whenever anybody says a real world swear word.
That's
And then
a
just
good
like
idea.
edit it in post and add like kark, but very clinically.
Can I say
Criff.
fajuck? It's
Criff.
very Swedish.
Yeah.
Yuck. Okay, so in terms of the horror elements, I don't anticipate there being a ton of this. at particularly with what I like, what I think Emma and I have planned. We planned on this being, you know, like a good mix of like politics and combat situations that aren't necessarily, it's not like going to be necessary to resolve with violence, but there's the opportunity for it. Particularly with Emma's
campaign.
I think
for the most part, yeah. I personally, as a GM, I would love to see some combat. but most of the time, it's going to be very easy to resolve with dialogue on the Paragon side. So,
yeah, and like I think a lot of what we want here is, I mean, like obviously with Genesis, rolling your dice is a lot of fun because you get to roll a lot of dice. Okay, so like in terms of horror elements, bugs are cool, blood will keep limited, demons, it being Star Wars, I don't anticipate there being a ton of demons.
Well, darn it.
But it being a group of queer women.
What am I supposed to seduce?
What a unique Star Wars story it would be if it did.
What am I supposed to seduce? Like, if there's no demons.
I mean, there's
we are
the boy, the one, the guys that Deveronians.
Yes,
Deveronians.
Yes. I mean, like Dathomir and like Zabrak. They're like demon adjacent.
They're like borderline demon. Yeah.
Okay, so how much eyeball horror do we want?
Is this really like? I mean, I it's good to talk about, but I don't. It doesn't really matter. As long as it's not, I don't think it'll be one of those, like, unless you go into like super vivid detail.
Yeah,
it won't
so,
bother me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with the game Dead Space 2. There is a section of that game in which you insert a needle into the player's eye.
What?
I quit playing the game at that point.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we need to establish lines.
I don't really want.
So minimal body horror is basically what we're getting at.
Well, like, if someone says, oh, I like run up and gouge his eyes out, I'm not going to pass out. But if, slow descriptions of things penetrating eye sockets, not good for me. So.
Right. So like, you know, a crow eating an eyeball, fine. As long as we don't go into the like
viscera.
Details of the viscera and sound effects. The less onomatopoeia, the better.
Martin-esque.
I almost passed out in Prometheus at that one part with the eyeball.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's when I walked out the theater.
We'll do similar things with gore.
Al Gore?
Yes. Limit the exposure to Al Gore.
Again, a very interesting Star Wars story if he did show up.
It would be space whales.
I mean, I can't guarantee that I won't have Al Gore as an NPC, so
that's true. We do have plans.
All
to
bets
have,
are off.
Thank God I'm not in your campaign.
We have some weird NPCs that we've been developing. Like the former Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, the guy who's famous for being all order, order. Every time someone like speaks out of turn in Parliament.
For reference here.
Gentlemen, get an order!
He may be a cheeky chappy, but this is Parliament!
Wait.
Oh, wait, this is the one I meant.
It's very funny.
There's like a good supercut of it on Last Week Tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we probably, to be honest, will be okay in terms of like overall levels of horror. I don't anticipate this getting to be too gross or squishy.
We've elected no harm to children, but what about harm to younglings?
See, that's why
I mean, we have to have those references.
Yeah, no, see, that's why I don't want there to be, like, active harm to children, but, like, at the same time, killing children is an essential part of Star Wars.
has been established.
I thought they were talking about Yinglings.
Oh, I could kill a fucking Yingling right now, bud.
My condolences.
Drink Trump beer.
I don't drink alcohol, but
we're gonna have Flop Jaw show up, aren't we? Don't fly drunk.
Don't fly drunk or Flop Jaw will
the
show
only
up.
Thing
a Flop Jaw will show up.
There was one thing that I want to mention that wasn't like on this. I don't remember. It's just I have really bad health anxiety, so I don't want too much of that.
Yeah, no, and like I don't think we're gonna go into like, you know, you have to cure a planet of a pandemic or anything like that.
Well, I mean, even that, but it's just like if somebody, I don't know, like heart attacks and stuff, I don't really want to.
Yeah, that might be. Okay. Is that under social and cultural issues? No, I guess not.
No, I think it's under
mental
and
physical
health.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I saw this and filled it out.
Yeah, so that I don't think that was specifically there, but we can make note of it. Is that like a yellow, like a we can just like make brief mention?
Yeah, brief mentions of most anything, as long as we don't. And then there might be times where I'm having a bad day where I might have to mention something, but it's I don't want it to affect the storytelling too much, but if it comes up, I'll let y'all know. So.
Yeah, and okay, we have methodologies for informing your GM of like if we need to put a pause to a line of direction the story's going or like certain parts of dialogue. We're also going to use like we'll use the red, yellow, green, or XON, whichever you prefer, to, you know, notify the GM, like basically, hey, we need to stop here, or let's pull this back a little bit. It's approaching a level of discomfort for me. And if something, ideally nothing will ever get to the point that we have to use a like X card or a red call. Ideally, we will be working together in such a way that we anticipate and we can kind of get a vibe for that so that we don't have to use those tools, but they're there if we need them. And we can always like, you know, go back and re-record a section of dialogue or whatever if something crosses the line. Take a moment, pause, discuss that thing. Make sure we all understand, you know, that this is a line we don't need to cross, we shouldn't cross. Let's go back, re-record, and make it so that it's better for everyone. So horror, romance, seems like everyone's relatively okay with like romantic things. Obviously we don't want explicit sex if we're going for PG-13.
Yeah, I don't know, that would just be kind of
like, it would be awkward to describe.
Well, it would be really, it's yeah, especially like for like the GM or something like that, like if you get I don't,
especially like with an NPC where it's like you have to like, and then
you have to role play it or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he put her thingy in my hoo-ha and
I don't know, like I don't explicitly described, I don't know, it just seems like it just seems unnecessary most times.
The only reason I want the explicit description is because I want to force the GM to have to like come up with all of these details, because the Star Wars species get like really out there physiologically. So
I mean, Avery, if that's what you want to do, we can arrange time for that.
It's just a separate one shot where all I do
is just a separate one shot where it's just me and
okay. So
Avery,
to be clear, we can talk about the genitals of the various species in Star Wars at length for a joke. It's more the explicit, like, you know, sexting, but in tabletop RPG form that we want to avoid.
Can we make references to, like, light kinky stuff?
Yes, I think that, for me, that's a yes.
Mainly because, you know, if my character and Hannah's character are, you know, lesbians and she's a spider, she makes her own ropes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's our comfort
I'm
level?
Okay with that. As your GM,
so
I'm okay with that.
This is an important question. What's our comfort level with light kink?
I'm fine. It's most of these things, as long as it's just like mentioned in passing and we don't fixate on it, it really won't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Am I coming through at all?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I just had a moment where I was like, what's light kink?
Like, I don't understand.
It's like lightsabers.
Like light. You put a light bulb up your
force kink.
Okay, that is no. a kink.
Fair. Yes, that's fine.
Wing. It's called potato wing.
Sure.
Okay.
How long have we been going at this? Like 15 minutes? We're already off track.
Nice. Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. So in terms of dealing with like sex, we'll keep it PG-13, you know, fade to black and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Now in terms of like emotional and physical abuse, I would like to keep the descriptions of emotional abuse to a minimum.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I mean depending on where we go with like backstories and stuff.
Right, like, I mean,
I don't anticipate it becoming like coming up all that often, but you know.
Right, I mean, if your character has a history of being abused in some form or another, because it's the Star Wars universe, there's literal slaves, it's entirely possible, then, you know, we can make that part of your character's backstory, we can make that a part of your character's development and growth. What we don't need is like vivid descriptions of, you know, being gaslit or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Particular.
Yeah. I will say now, if somebody's mean to my character, I will think you're being mean to me, so be careful with that. Like, I have trouble with that, so.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, that's that's important to know. Physical abuse, I assume we would take that the same way as emotional abuse.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Violent conflict between player characters and a betrayal between player characters. I'm okay with there being in-party conflict. What I don't want is, like, someone whose express goal is to fuck with their own team and, you know, try to kill or otherwise ruin the missions for their team.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
In my defense, yeah, it was a one shot.
You were mind controlled. That's different.
And I was mind controlled.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I usually go into the with the idea that we're all going to be working together, and I don't really like. I mean, I don't mean we can't have conflict or something, but ultimately we should be able to resolve it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Right now, the only case where there might be an exception are the crossover episodes.
Okay. Yeah, that's that.
When, you know, Paragon and Renegade, or whatever we end up calling them in the official release, when, you know, the two teams are working together, there is more opportunity for, you know, player versus player conflict. And I think that is the area where where we need to make the exception to the, you know, not actively sabotaging each other and stuff like that.
Right, right.
Guideline. Everyone okay with our relationship discussion where we've left it off here?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
If there's anything that approaches a sensitive relationship topic, speaking for myself, I will bring it up with the players before we get to that point, before we record the session, so we know where everyone's individual like lines are in that instance. So, you know, nothing is going to be sprung on you that isn't prepared for. And I assume the same will probably be true for you?
Yep.
Okay. Social and cultural issues. It looks like we're saying no to homophobia, no to racism. No to real world religion, no to sexism, definitely no to transphobia. Now, this negotiation
checklist. Chicks with Dice podcast has a problem with transphobia.
Weird.
Nah.
I mean,
nah.
Doesn't track.
If I can punch transphobes in the face, like,
I mean, okay, I will give you that. I will gladly,
like,
punch transphobes.
Yeah, if I can fight against these things, but if we don't want them to exist, that's also fine.
Yeah, I'm in favor of them not. Now, space racism versus, like, real racism.
It was just called spacism.
Spacism. How do we feel about spacism?
I feel like space racism is, like very Star Wars, but also we don't have to have it.
Like, I feel like, is there...
It's kind of a core tenet to, like, the Empire.
Yeah, that's like...
Yeah.
That's
their whole species whose, like, core tenet is to, like,
a lot
demonstrate
of Star
some
Wars
level
stuff.
Of, like, cultural or species elitism.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, black and white stuff in Star Wars. It's this way, and we feel strongly about this specifically always.
Like the entire like Twi'lek culture is like problems galore, but that'd be Twi'leks, and they're everywhere.
Well, and I have a bug face on my ship, so
So with that in mind, are we okay with some level of spacism?
As long as it was like too real, you know,
Star Wars ish.
Things that feel narratively appropriate and like relevant, and that like if someone's just being like weird about something for no reason, that would be
or just but like if the overall allegory is about like spacism to like real world like phobia and racism and stuff like that, then I don't know, that wouldn't be.
No, like we're probably talking more like. You know, like some imperial remnant being like, oh, what's that to you, Xeno? Or something
exactly.
Like that.
That's
you know, that kind of level.
Mm-hmm. Or like, you Rhodians are all the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
All you bug faces
bug
act
faces.
The same.
Bug faces.
Oh, Rhodians.
Now, this checklist specified specific cultural issues.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So I put yellow because I wasn't sure what it meant.
Oh yeah, I forget that red is yellow and yellow.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
I was looking at this graph and like...
And I keep seeing red. I'm like, oh wow, a lot of people put red there.
No, that's yellow. Red
just
is yellow.
Ignoring the color and going from left to right.
Yeah, just consider it a left to right scale where the further left, the more acceptable it is.
Okay,
which is also true of this podcast.
The Overton window is here.
We are now... I don't know where I was going with that. Never mind. I'm dumb.
You're not dumb.
A little bit. Just a little bit. I'm a little bit dumb.
Okay. Mental and physical health. Basically, from what I'm gathering, not disease-based stuff.
Yes, that would be...
Seems okay.
Yeah.
So, claustrophobia, freezing to death, heat stroke, natural disasters, physical restraint, cops.
Dumpster bondage.
Severe weather.
Dinosaur attack.
Thirst.
Okay, but what definition of thirst?
I was
gonna say, like, everyone voted yes on thirst.
Yeah, because
we're all in quarantine. It's very real.
You're like in the desert, and you like fall into the sand, and you're like that booty, and then you pass out.
You see a mirage. It's the best looking ass you've ever seen.
Best Wookiee ass you've ever seen. It's just
I see an
no
oasis
dingleberries.
In the desert.
Desert oasis. Okay, so we have a hard line on we have a hard line on cancer, pregnancy, miscarriage and abortion, self-harm, and sexual assault. I think that's all very fair to just not have be a thing. So on the slightly more acceptable side, gaslighting, genocide, That's weird to say.
Like, on the acceptable side, genocide.
Starvation and torture.
That's beautiful.
For the stuff that we consider to be yellow, like, RPGs. Do we want that to be sort of, like, not explicitly described in detail, but possible within the universe?
I mean, genocide is in Star Wars canon. You could tell, like, always, like, reference, like, oh, yeah. What happened to, you know, Spader 5 back in, you know...
Right, like, that's the thing, like, with Star Wars, you know, I'm not talking like active genocide of like, you know, like, by the way, go like,
go do,
I don't
genocide.
Want us to do genocide. Yes.
Yeah,
no,
a lot of these things,
that.
Like, as long as I'm not participating in, it's fine, or I have the option to role play my way out of it or something like that.
Yeah, and I think that was my logic behind my answer as well, was like,
right.
I'm also fine, like,
I'm okay to like deal with
other
it
people.
Like, exactly, right. If we're the ones stopping it and whatever,
right, like,
just,
you know,
as long as I'm not directly involved with the propagation of it,
right? Okay, yeah. And like, okay, so in that vein, would we consider the destruction of a planet off limits or within the bounds of...
That feels pretty Star Wars to me.
Right.
Yeah.
It,
I mean,
feels pretty Star Wars.
Yeah. That's fine, as long as...
Are you going to say something, Hannah?
To the extent that it doesn't really bother me on premise.
Yeah, like, as far... It's like, as long as it's like a plot thing and it's not like we don't... It's just kind of one of those signs that it's kind of, you know, a Star Wars
thing. Sounds like,
but
the overall thing is like, the players don't want to be put into situations where they have to take part in things that fall in this realm.
Not a, like, no Russian situation.
Yeah. 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 No, I agree with that one. I mean, I think, like, the destruction of a planet won't come up just based on... God.
They're not being a Death Star.
Yeah,
sorry,
like,
a murder ball.
We're not in that... canonical timeline right now, but
right, so there are no like
planet destroying weapons at this point,
at least active
Wait,
ones.
But there were, right?
So yes, I mean, there would be the historical context,
yes, the
for
historical
the destruction
yeah.
of planets
oh,
with
okay.
planet destroying weapons,
okay.
but like the odds of you running into one are fairly
well,
slim,
right? Like,
oh, look at that one.
Oh,
that's
hey,
where I left
my
Death Star.
That's where I parked it.
Oh, hey, that's where I parked my planet that has a giant laser built into a trench from mining kyber crystals for the original Death Star.
Has anyone seen my blimp? Has anyone seen my dirigible?
Okay, Emma, we don't need
arrogant worms.
No, not at the moment. Okay, so permadeath for player characters.
I really don't want my character to die, because a lot of times I get pretty invested in it, and if mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time mm-hmm. and effort, yeah. I don't really want them to die. But I also understand that might, you know, just the blanket "I don't want to die" can remove kind of the element of slight stress for your character. You know,
I think, so. The system is very much designed such that player death is very, 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 very unlikely.
You can definitely lose fights.
Yes. But, like, you have to be... I don't know. Like, I think the only time that player death would be... plausible, like, even like just mechanically possible
mm-hmm.
Would be well within like a multi-episode session, so like,
or like if you're fighting a guy with a lightsaber,
yeah,
or you take fall damage,
fucking fall damage. So I think for me, what I would want to see is, like, as a player, incidental player character death not be a thing, but, like, if we want it to be a major plot point, we'll have to discuss it very right. much in advance.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, I don't want to just, like, die because I've rolled poorly or something for a
while. No,
yeah,
that's
or,
that's
like,
bullshit.
I fell.
Or I got crit, like, and I lost all my hit points yeah. in one shot. Because stuff hits really hard in this game, too, you know? Like,
yeah.
If you take a blaster shot, that's usually more than half your health, almost always. But it's hard to die from that, you know, obviously. But
right, then you've got your strain to roll over into. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm fully on board with player death being something negotiated when, not when, but if it comes up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, or like, you know, negotiating an exit should somebody need to leave the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We can work that.
Perfect. Yep. Or maybe advance. They don't like their character or something and kind of
want
to re-roll.
Right. If you want to roll a new character.
Right. If the character starts to go in a direction that you're not happy with and you don't want to, like, completely rework the character and
get pigeonholed or something like that.
Your character's narrative arc just finishes, you know, and part of that finish is them dying. Heroic sacrifice is a perfectly valid way to go. And, like, I'm not opposed to having that be an element of the campaign. We just need to discuss it in advance before we enact that. We need to, you know, obviously everyone playing will also know that. And then we also have to come up with a way to reintroduce your new character in that case. But I think that's all, like, you know, I find that kind of distinction to be fairly typical of the games that I play, so I don't think we'll have a problem, particularly with this group.
Right, yeah. I don't think it'll be a problem. It's just...
Speaking of which, Kira, were you anticipating all of us surviving for Wrath of the Orchid?
No. No, I wasn't.
I mean,
good.
I tried my best to kill Emma, but you can only go so far.
I fought a guy with a lightsaber and honestly, somehow managed to survive.
I would have been really upset if my Palewick died, honestly.
The lone survivor.
The lone survivor of Palewick who tap dances.
So,
hey, Kat.
Yeah?
You have a bookmark. In your bookmark bar?
Uh-huh.
About Naruto?
Oh yeah, it's the Vine from Left
Naruto
at London.
Naruto is not an anime.
Yeah, if they have an anime profile picture, then do not trust them unless if it is Naruto, because Naruto is not an anime, it is art.
Yes.
Okay.
I've never seen a Naruto, and I have no plans of ever watching a Naruto.
That's fine,
I will
like that
one
Vine.
Naruto, please.
Started watching Inuyasha. I don't know why.
I watched Inuyasha in high school.
I guess so. I really like Ranma, so I decided I'd watch Inuyasha.
I may as well call that anime Tranma.
It's so good.
I've
not wrong.
Actually watched it.
It's, well, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, like, it's hard to recommend because it was made in, like, the 80s, and it's not always perfect, but it is very much, like, to me, like, an allegory for being trans and stuff. It is mm-hmm. just, like...
It literally has a character who transforms into a woman. In water.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, just a lot to it, but they slowly start liking being the girl form more and more, so...
Yeah, it's pretty trans.
Big dude.
Okay, so permadeath of significant NPCs. It seems like we want to handle this the same way.
Pretty much same, yeah.
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 That bothers me a lot less, but, you know, like, if there's an NPC that we all get kind of attached to, then maybe, but...
Yeah.
Right, the NPC who slowly becomes the DMPC.
Yeah, something like that.
then absolutely murder them.
I want to have 10 DMPCs.
I want to explicitly try to avoid having DMPCs.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. I don't want to be like the way that I'm viewing it is like this is a time for y'all to shine,
right?
Like this is where you get to be your character, you know. Like I get my own character in the Renegade campaign anyway, right. So like,
yeah, right. So we don't need to self-insert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just gets kind of cumbersome and stuff too. Exactly. Like,
yeah.
So it's not something I usually enjoy when DMs do that.
No, especially when they come on the adventure with you and actually just use that as an excuse to railroad you.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be rough. And I don't mind being railroaded, but when it's that obvious, it can just get a little.
I saw Emma's face change for that. But...
No. Emma's face changed at the DM character coming along and then railroading with that. Yeah, like
that's okay.
I had a campaign about a year and a half ago that was very much like that, and it was not just one DM PC, but it was like three. So,
yeah,
that was not enjoyable.
No, so like, you know, you'll have repeat NPCs, but they won't become a part of your adventuring party or anything like that. Like, you know, for the Renegade campaign, you're obviously going to have a boss that you report to because you work for a literal corporation. So like
fucking capitalists.
Spatulism.
I love it.
Can we have spatulism be a religion in this canon?
No real world religions can.
That just sounds like you fuck spatulas. Oh crap!
You.
That was number two. Spatulas. Avery, I'm gonna need to have you put a coin in the swear jar.
You vape spatulas.
Yeah, you have to vape the spatulas.
You have to vape the spatulas.
To be clear, vape is a Star Wars swear for fuck.
Wait, is that on the list here?
It should
it is
be.
Now it is.
Now it definitely is.
No, it actually is.
It's not it on here. Is.
It's not the, on the there, F-word,
the F-word substitutes crink, farkled, kark, criff, krong, scrog,
farkle?
And snark.
Farkle.
I hate Star Farkle. Wars.
Farkle. Vaping is a mild expletive originally from Alderaan, roughly equivalent to damn.
Farkle, is that like a Muppet variant or something like that?
Damn. Farkle Rock.
Yeah, here I'm Farkle Rock.
I read Sith Spit as shitpost.
God damn it. Fucking George Lucas.
Okay, I don't think he's even that creative. Like, I don't think this is his stuff. Like,
90% of that is legends.
99%. Yeah.
Well, we're writing
a children's
book.
Children's film.
Your daddy's making a children's film, so he needs to come up with some swears. What's a new thing for the kids to say when they think something's cool? I know.
Sparkle.
We'll have them say, "That's so wizard. That's cool."
That's so wizard, Annie.
That's what...
Stop
that one
saying
is a George
wizard.
Lucas one.
Wizard is not a thing.
Stop trying to make wizard happen.
Wizard is okay. It's for fashion.
Okay. All right. So we have next the content you definitely want to see in the game. We got two responses to this: space battles with big stakes, romance, drama, actions, consequences. And then the second response was gay shit.
You know, good.
I mean, I am all for both of these things.
Okay, yeah, no, like, there's definitely going to be stakes and consequences, like, you know.
Some vampires, you know, for the stakes.
Yeah, good, I was just thinking that.
At least
do
one Ruth's Chris.
One of the soup men?
A space Ruth's Chris.
A space Ruth's Chris.
I like they have a Tony Roma's here too.
Okay. McCormick in space.
go to the fast food planet. What was it, an Invader Zim Foodcordia? Yeah.
I don't know. That show. Okay, so that's like kind of all of the negotiation stuff that we talked about. Mm-hmm. So with
I am the facilitator.
With that in mind, I'd like to talk briefly about our in-game techniques.
Okay.
So in the safety toolkit webpage, they list X and O cards, X being equivalent to, so X, N, and O is confusing for me and hard to remember which ones. Yeah. Which I just use the stuff that I learned from Kink. So yeah. Red, yellow, green, okay with everyone.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what comes instinctually anyway.
Yeah. Traffic lights.
Yeah. Are we like leaving that part where I admit lights. That I learned that from Kink in the podcast?
Oh, that's...
Yes, we
God,
are.
No.
That's where I learned it.
Kat, I will make... You give me the first half of this episode just so I can leave that in.
I'm leaving it in. The intention was to leave it in.
I know. But this makes good for good banter.
So red, yellow, green instead of X and O. So basically, like, if you at any point have to use red or an X card or whatever we want to call it, either I'm just gonna say I will have fucked up at that point. I think it's the role of the GM to make sure that it never gets to that point. So
yeah, we'll pause. Yes and no. I mean, like, there are some times when, like,
you don't expect things, you know, like,
yeah, you don't,
or
expect
even
things,
the player,
or like
might be in a more vulnerable,
like,
state that day, or
suddenly
something
triggers you for whatever reason, like,
right. Yeah. So like I'd like there to be open communication if something starts to move towards something triggering, so we don't reach the point of an actual trigger.
I follow that. ball sex, nut milk.
Ball sex.
God damn it. Sorry, I'm looking through old photos.
Okay, so there's a coffee chain in Toronto.
Called Balzac's. And being a coffee shop, they have alternative milks. Nut milks. Oh god.
So
there was a children's toy sold in the mid-90s called Balzac.
Well, I mean, there's a French novelist and playwright named Balzac.
There's also, like, a member of GWAR named
your
Balzac.
Fucking son. Balzac.
We're saying, like, that there's Balzacs everywhere.
One of my
there's
friends in
Balzacs
high school
everywhere
wanted to name his first son Balsamic so he could call him Balls for short.
Oh.
Are you still friends with this person?
Yes.
Oh god.
How far along are they on the progress to the point?
I don't think he has any children.
Thank God.
But like the prospects, like
I'm pretty sure he's
close,
married.
To
I don't Balsamic. Think he has any children.
So he's getting close.
Or maybe,
is what you're
I
saying.
Don't know. We don't really keep in touch. We're just Facebook friends.
Okay, that's
valid.
Fair. So the other thing that I want to use liberally if needed is like the rewind script change.
Yes.
So if something happens that you are uncomfortable with being in the podcast or anything like that, you can at any point be like, hey, can we do another take on that scene? Because I don't like how that came out, or I don't like how that ended up happening. Just,
and
like
we can discuss
what went wrong.
What went wrong? What would you like to see changing there?
Hmm. Sounds totally reasonable.
All right. Now the goal is in each of
Hannah has stepped away.
Oh yeah.
So
we'll.
Do you want to pause until she gets back? In like half a second.
Welcome back.
And we can recap the rewind. Yep. How appropriate. So,
basically, rewind that segment. What we talked about was that we want to make use of, where necessary, the rewind feature of the script change RPG toolbox, where we can rewind and like redo part of or all of a scene.
Oh, can we call it save scumming?
Yes, sure. Hey, can I save scum this? Yeah, let's go back. As long as it's not like something, yeah, the outcomes of your roles are going to have to be the same if there's any rolling involved in that scene. That's the only thing. I appreciate your screaming cowboy background.
I love that video.
So God, yeah, no, that it. I think the rewind and re-record is a good idea to like make basic use of. And then
I keep looking at it.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
My thought is that since we're going to be doing not insignificant recording sessions, because we want to try to get like 3 to 4 episodes out of each recording session, we'll allow for like breaks. If we're going for 4 hours, we'll take a break like halfway through so people can like pause and get anything that they might need. If it's, you know, not, I appreciate that you have a character, a weapon stat block behind you, Hannah.
It's a DX2 disruptor pistol.
Those are terrifying.
Yeah, no,
yeah, they really are.
Don't be on the wrong side of that.
Okay, so then the only other thing I want to talk about is how we want to handle aftercare. I'm sorry, there's no better term for it.
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't know.
Post-game wind down? Does anyone need cuddles after playing RPGs?
I was gonna say it, but then I thought better of it.
I don't think I will need it, but if somebody is mad at me, then maybe, like, character is mad at my character, then maybe, but usually I would prefer to have that resolved before the end of the session.
That's fair. My thought is that I'd like to have like a little bit of like a, you know, post episode wind down section where we go into complete joke mode for, you know, 10 to 15 minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
Just so that we can release the like tension from whatever just happened, because it's good, there's gonna be a lot of tense moments, so a good way to release tension is that buddy.
It's Buddy and Ripples. That's when I was laying down and Buddy was chilling, and then like Ripples showed up out of nowhere as I was taking the picture, and she was just there and
just like set.
Exactly, that's how
that's how she do. She's like, she's just like, excuse me, pets now.
Yeah, she just shows
that's up. Very that's very orange cat behavior. Taco is exactly the same way.
Oh, Taco.
He's you can't see me because of Bon Appetit. Hold on.
Kitty.
It's Casserole. My very wonderful kitty.
Oh, look
cat.
At that little loaf. Good name.
He's gone full pancake.
I know Taco is named after a taco, but I still like to think that sometimes, because I like cats named after food a lot.
I mean, Taco was named after Taco, who in turn was named after the food. So.
Yes, you know, transitive property, I guess.
It's Noodle.
Noodle. I want to actually talk about silliness, because I'm a very silly person. It's how I deal with stress, and I want to try to be serious, but I will still be doing jellyfish type stuff, noodle stuff.
That's,
I don't know. I mean, I can try to limit it.
No. That's okay. So, how do I want to put this?
Like, I can make a more serious character, obviously, but
I think the thing we want to avoid is situations, because, like, Jellyfish had a lot of solo roleplay moments where,
right,
you know, but she separated from the group. I think that's more what we want to avoid than just, like, general, like, sometimes having
Well, like, for example, like, I'm a Harch, so I want to be knitting a lot of the times with my spider silk.
Serious characters, not necessarily serious roleplay all the time.
So I think, like, some of, like, characters the better stories that fit those in good the universe. Cutaways. Rebels is so good at having those moments where, like,
yeah,
there's, like, just a quick cutaway to a throwaway joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To, like, ease the tension, and then they go back, and then we go back to the serious thing. It's like a pacing tool. I don't mind that. I just don't want to, like, get, like, derailed by, like, you know.
No, I don't like getting derailed either, honestly, because most of the times when I say something, I just kind of want it to be over with.
yeah, like, have it be said, let the laugh happen, and then keep going.
Yes, exactly.
I guess I have two questions. Okay. One is along the lines of what we've just been talking about, which is, like, I adore serious role playing, like it brings out, like, all of my love for theater.
Mm-hmm.
My character's nickname is Space Dumpster. I can dump that. It's part of his backstory. There is reason for it, but, like, if that's a distraction from the tone of the show, no worries. We could talk about that off mic too.
Well, listen, that's the sort of thing that, like, you know, Space Dumpster being nicknamed Space Dumpster is entirely within the realm of, like, what I'm okay with working with.
Right.
Because, like, you know, it's funny to us outside of the Star Wars universe. But, like, there's a lot of weird names in Star Wars. I'm sure people just kind of, like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
People call me Space Dumpster because I used
my
to, like...
My name is Bench Fucker. And...
that's three.
I mean, he basically Bench started out as, like, a Dak Rambo parody, which is already a parody. But we strayed away from that. The second thing is, are you planning on recording these, like, aftercare jokey comedy, like, cooling down sessions to get content for the beginning of the podcast? Because I just want to, like, know that now. Yes. I guess. Okay,
that's the plan.
And that's fine. It just like, I have a personal brand that I like to stick to.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And, like, we'll keep it, you know, the aim is to keep even those jokey after segments relatively, like, PG-13 ish.
Sure. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
That sounds good.
Okay, so if I guess if there's any other questions, now's the perfect time to ask them, because what we're gonna do is probably cut this discussion here, because this part's going up publicly. Part following it is Patreon exclusive.
No.
I'll put on my exclusive
voice. I just want to, I just basically what I want, what I was saying before, is that I need room to be kind of silly, is otherwise it will get very stressful
there,
for me.
There will be room for silliness.
You know, since in the back of my mind, it's for a podcast and stuff, and I'm freaking out and stuff. But even though I'm not really, no, I shouldn't really worry about that, but...
No, it's entirely fair. Like, I think what, you know, we want to tell a story, but part of the way that people cope, both, you know, in universe and in real life, is with humor. So having humorous segments is not something that we're opposed to, because humor is an essential part of, you know, human coping mechanisms.
And frankly, I think it's an essential part of Star Wars too. Like, it's never been,
I mean,
most serious,
right? It's not Star Trek.
I mean, they'll like code it. They'll code it in those dramatic moments. The last Skywalker, the last Luke Skywalker fight in the good movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just a read the room tone sort of thing. You know, we gotta kind of know what's going. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I'm just I forgot what I was gonna say. So never mind.
Cut like the example you gave. Cutaways of your Harch character knitting.
Yes,
that's perfectly all right. In fact, that's something that's like silly enough that it's like encouraged. You can absolutely constantly be giving people sweaters that you knit for them.
Yeah, and great. If I may, like, the tone that I want to set for like my campaign is like the story is serious. The tone isn't necessarily going to be like, trying to think of a fucking example and I can't. Oh, I said it.
how very dare.
Give me my coin back.
Well, I just have that's to put a coin be an ongoing in the jar segment. Too.
Is everybody getting bleeped?
Yeah. Everyone getting carked over in post.
Cark.
I want to be frackled personally, but
we can talk about that later.
There's a Snapchat filter for that.
So like the tone that I want to set for my campaign is like it's a serious occurrence, like things are happening and, you know, we want the audience to know that, but like, you know, it's the characters are people, like,
right.
People are going to be coping with humor.
Right. Like, Obi-Wan was always a sassy bitch. And, like, you know, that was part of his character, was sassing people and stuff like that, you know. Having that be a part of your character is entirely within the realm of Star Wars in general. Yeah. And, you know, we don't want this to be, like, a doom and gloom, deadly serious podcast.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to make it, like, 24 or whatever, where it's, like, constantly everything just shitty thrown at you.
It's just like a Shaggy Dog joke, but with stress.
Yeah.
Constant escalation.
Like, there will be downtime.
Yes.
You know, there's going to
be... There will be bottle episodes.
Yay.
Right, there's going to be, like, moments where the characters can interact in no-to-low-stress environments. Where it's like, you know, we're cruising through hyperspace. There's literally nothing we could do for the next, like, 8 hours. Do you guys want to build a puzzle?
Made out of entirely blank pieces.
They're blank, but only to people who can't see the light spectrum of it. So, like, half the party can't see it, and then, like, the Harch can or something like that.
Only the Harch can.
Yeah, it's a Harch puzzle.
Difficulty, Harch.
I love it.
We're only an hour into the recording, and you already got me snorting. This is bad. This was an unsound
theory. Put away your Coke.
If this was an Unsound Theories episode, I'd be doomed.
I'm going to be dying.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Safety Tools discussion from Session Zero of The Same Coin, a brand new Star Wars RPG campaign from Chicks with Dice.
The full Session Zero will be available to backers of the So Says Media Patreon. There you'll hear us discuss characters, motivations, campaign themes, and all sorts of other topics.
In the meantime, we'd like to thank our current backers for helping us get this new show launched.
Chicks with Dice is a So Says Media production. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the love. By recommending us to a friend who'd enjoy it, you not only help us grow our community, you get to share the hijinks with the people who matter to you most.
You can also help us create this show and others like it by supporting us on Patreon. You'll gain access to exclusive content like early releases of episodes, side quest adventures, and much more. To become a supporter, visit patreon.com/sosaysmedia.
Yep. All music on this episode was created by Sounds Like an Earful. Visit soundslikeanearful.com for more.
The Star Wars RPG played in this podcast is the property of Lucasbooks. It was made by an incredible team of devoted designers who were fired by the private equity firm that owns Fantasy Flight Games.
Until next time,
stay wizard.